観光トーク。アロハ、everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Konko Talk is a program where people in the Konko faith talk about various topics. The thoughts and opinions we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new. Probably we will learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and actions for the better. Our different backgrounds, religions, thoughts, and culture provide a diversity that strengthens our community, just like biodiversity is essential for a healthy planet Earth. I am Koichi Konko from the Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Edna. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good?
We're doing good. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. Today's topic is Konko-sama successive, Konko-sama, Rekidai Konko-sama. We talk about founder Konko Daijin. And I like to talk about the second Konko-sama, the third Konko-sama, the fourth Konko-sama, the fifth Konko-sama, and currently a sixth Konko-sama. I think it's very important the second Konko-sama took over the founder's position as Konko-sama. And he was able to succeed the second, became a second Konko-sama for 10 years and passed away when he was 40. And the third Konko-sama took over the second Konko-sama position. It became the third Konko-sama when he was 13 years old. And for 70 years. And then after that, fourth Konko-sama took over. And then fifth Konko-sama. And now, sixth Konko-sama. So somebody take over Konko-sama's position and became Konko-sama and serve as Konko-sama. So that we are able to have Konko-sama all the time. One of the Konko-kyo's uniqueness is Konko-sama, because Konko-sama is top of our religion, the Konko-kyo, a spiritual leader, spiritual head, but we can see him with an appointment. Actually, anybody can see him with any appointment, as long as we physically go to headquarters and go to the worship hall, and that's a very uniqueness. Most of the head of the group or organization, usually we have some procedure to see, a proper procedure, but we don't need just go over there and we can talk to him directly. Feel fortunate. So everybody has experience with talking to Konko-sama, I believe. So I'd like to hear from you, but also you heard some episodes or read episodes. So I hope you can share to us. Do you have anything to share?
So I lived in Konko for 3 years and taught at Konko Gakuen for 3 years. During that time, I lived within walking distance to the Hiromae. But I can't say that I saw Konko-sama sitting at the Okekkai very many times. At that time, it was the fifth Konko-sama. But I know when I first arrived there to start teaching, I did otodoke with Konko-sama. He didn't say very much to me. I was told if I speak to him in English, he would more likely say something. Right. But I don't remember what he said. I don't know if he said anything. I don't really remember talking to him. I do remember talking to him when he came to Hawaii, though.
Oh.
For the 100th, the joint KCNA KMH joint conference.
I think it's Konko-kyo Independence Day service, 100? Yeah.
100 year or something, yeah. I was young. Was I in high school still? No. I was in college. I think I was in college. I remember him singing. We had dinner and he started singing. He has a beautiful voice, a beautiful singing voice. And he started singing like this, I want to say it was a jazz song or something. He seemed very human to me at that
point. I see.
But when I saw him at the Okekkai, he seemed more than human. And so I got really nervous and I couldn't say anything to him. I couldn't really talk to him freely. I found it very intimidating to be in front of him. And I think the second time maybe I did otoroke with him was when I decided to leave Konko and come back to Hawaii. Unfortunately, I don't remember what he said to me. He may have said something to me. I don't remember anything because I was very in awe and very nervous to be around him. But yeah, that's the only memory really I have of Konko-sama.
Thank you.
Konnichiwa.
I'm having my mom as a guest.
She really has a lot of, like, she has a lot of knowledge on the success of Konko-sama, so I really wanted her to join us. I think we should have her at every Konko talk.
No. So this is my mom, Reiko Yano.
Thank you for joining us today.
Well, anyways, for me, when I went to Gakuin, Gakuin is a seminary, Konkokyo Seminary at Gohonbu. I did the wake up at 3 o'clock and it didn't last very long. I think it lasted like about a month. And some people lasted a whole year. I don't know how, but it's like, if I wake up for 3 o'clock, I can't stay focused during the day, the classes and the lectures for the Gakuin. And I kept falling asleep in front of the lecturers, became, I think, rude. So I thought, you know what? This is really rude. I shouldn't be doing this. I know I want to wake up for the 3 o'clock thing, but I'm not able to learn anything for Gakuin. So I stopped it at 1 month. Mm-hmm. And I just slept until it was wake up time. And that way I can focus on Gakuin. Well, anyways, the 1 month that I was able to wake up for 3 o'clock for the, what, was it 3:40 procession or was it 3:45?
I think at the time, 3:50.
Okay, 3:50. So when Konko-sama proceeds from his residence to the main worship hall, at 3:50, exactly at 3:50, you could hear his geta clogs, like, you know, the clunk, 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 and it's just so, I don't know how to describe it, but how he's able to do that every single day, rain or shine, whether it's cold or hot or snowing, he just proceeds to the altar, and I think it's the most humbling aspect of Konkokyo. You know, he's not like showing off or anything. He is the very first, I think, person, sensei, every morning to go and do that, to greet Kamisama and to, perform the sacred task of Toitsu mediation daily. We don't even have to have a reservation to go see him. It's like going to see a pope where you can just go to see him freely and he'll listen to your prayers and your requests. And I do remember one time, or a couple of times I really went to do otodoke toichi mediation with the fifth Konko-sama, Reverend Heiki Konko.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a time when my uncle at the Iwatani Church had a stroke. So mm-hmm. I remember my mother calling me to do otodoke to pray for my uncle. I was really worried about him. I remember waking up for that 3 o'clock procession, 3:50 procession, and after the morning prayer session at 5 o'clock, I think, I went to go see Konko-sama. I lined up, and then I remember crying, and I was just like, please, my uncle, he had a stroke, and he might die, who knows, because his bleed was really quite big, according to the CT scans that we later found out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so worried for my uncle, and I prayed very hard that he would be saved, that he would get better again. Mm-hmm. And then And then I offered a ohatsuho. It's an offering. I placed some money in an envelope, and I wrote his name. And I didn't really know the kanji character for his name, so I just wrote it in Romaji, Inagaki Seijiro. And I received the goshimai back in Romaji. So Konko-sama didn't write in kanji, Inagaki. Although he probably knew how to write it, but because I wrote it in Romaji, he gave me a goshimai in writing that said Inagaki Seijiro in Romaji writing. So I took that goshimai and I mailed it to my uncle ASAP. I think on that day I mailed it in to my uncle. He became better and better and better. Well, I think half of his body was paralyzed. And my auntie, and then my auntie is so amazing. Her name is Keiko, but she is one of my favorite aunties. She was actually, you know, if you have a stroke and half of your body goes bad or like you can't move, usually you'd be very upset and cry and be like, oh, my half of my body doesn't work. Pity me, pity me. But for my auntie Keiko, she was like, so amazing, my husband. Half of his body still works. And she was like, arigatai, arigatai. I'm so thankful, so thankful. And she just kept cheering him on every day for the little things that he could begin doing again, you know, with his other side. It was paralyzed, but he could slowly begin moving it again. And each step of the way, every day, with every little tiny microscopic improvement, she would say, oh, this is a blessing from Kami-sama. I'm so thankful. How wonderful. How great is the grace of Kami-sama. And he's totally functional now.
Yeah.
His stroke totally healed. Mm. And he's no longer, you know, paralyzed on any side.
Mm-hmm.
He even came to Hawaii to celebrate our 70th anniversary celebration of the Wahio Church.
Mm.
So, hontoni, this is amazing. It's a miracle that happened. So I think the power of prayer.
Mm.
Konko-sama, he didn't really talk, but he really did listen to me intently.
Mm.
I felt the powers of Kami-sama, Konko-sama. Really want to thank him for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to ask you, what do you think, what is, Konko-sama's role? Rekidai Konko-sama, successful Konko-sama's role.
Konko-sama's role to me, I don't know if this answer is correct, but is to carry that legacy that was once started by the founder, Konko Daijin. And I think the family would know the most about the actual dedication of the Toitsu mediation. Although, you know, third persons like me would know that, oh yeah, he wakes up early in the morning, but the family are the ones who actually are there to witness him wake up from his bed, get dressed, and get ready to go to the Hiromai, and doing this every single day. And to me, I think that the closeness of that is what carries over the virtue from the founder to the son. And, you know, women can become a candidate of Konko-sama too, but so far it's only been men, but to me, it doesn't really matter. The person that is most fit to be Konko-sama will be chosen as Konko-sama. And I think it's a really pretty difficult to wake up that early in the morning every single day and just sit and listen to people's, you know, sufferings. And even for like a clinical psychiatrist and a psychologist too, listening to people's problems can be very taxing mentally. And, you know, you need a vacation, but Konko-sama doesn't take a vacation. You don't see him like, okay, I'm going to be out of the Hiromai for 1 week. Leave me alone. I've never seen him before. Konko-sama was always there, unless he got sick or something, but I hardly ever saw him get sick. Yeah. So that's his role to continually, keep that tradition, the legacy of Konko Daijin, the first Konko-sama, the founder.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that candle lit from generation to generation to generation. Mm. And I really want to root for that. Hope it continues on.
Yeah, second Konko-sama took over the first Konko-sama when first Konko-sama founder passed away at 70. He was 30 years old. And actually, after founder passed away, Fuji Kura-san's father-in-law and husband, Kenjiro is a, Komajiro is a father-in-law of the founder's daughter, performed Toritsugi until 40 days, 40 days memorial service. And after that, nobody knows who will take over. And I feel so old that after that, the disciples, the people decide to continue to have a Toritsugi mediation. So before that, there's no organization, just Konko-sama. But they, after 50 days service, Reverend, the second Shirakami Shinichiro-sensei, and the Kondo Fujimori-sensei, and Sato Norio-sensei, the three Jikishin, three disciples, Konko Hagio, decide and talk, the, let's establish Konko Kyo organization. And then, Shirakami said, Kondo sensei decided to propagate Konko Kyo, and also Sato sensei tried to, prepare to establish the organization. Konko Hagio, the son, was like administrative, chief administrative minister. The time, the, Ieyoshi, the fifth son, actually third son who survived, decided to sit Okekai and take over the Konko-sama's Toritsugi mediation. So that's how actually Konko-kyo organization started. If the second Konko-sama didn't take the position, we don't know what happened. It worked so hard. Yeah, because the first Konko-sama, everybody knows that's good, great person, great, you know, so many people saved. But how about second one? He's only 30 years old. So people wonder. So second Konko-sama worked so hard. And maybe that's shortened his life. He passed away at 40, and he left the will that people might think I died in young age, but actually I could die 6 years old. So that was spared by Konko-sama the prayer. So I experienced so many things. I was able to eat a lot of delicious food. I'm okay. And then he passed away, and also asked, please use his oldest son. He became a third Konko-sama. He was only 13 years old.
13, right? 13 years old.
Can
you believe
that? It's kind of hard to count the year, the age. So even the second Konko-sama, actual age was 4. But since they were born 1 year old already, and the New Year's Day came second. So he was born in December, actually. He was 1 year old when he was born, and within 1 month, he became 2 years old.
Lunar calendar.
Oh, so the lunar calendar, because when it becomes January, you already turn, everybody turns a year older, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of confusing, but only 13 years old, 14 years old, and 70 years he served. So probably
70 years. So they're amazing.
City okay guy all day long.
Yeah. I do know a story, a famous story about the third Konko-sama. Reverend Setsutane Konko.
Yes, Setsutane Konko.
I guess because he was young, he was mocked by the people that came to seek mediation from him. And, you know, they're really like high ranking sensei or like, since they have a lot of virtue and, you know, they're older, and then they come to see the 13-year-old kid, basically a teenager, a tween, sitting at the Okekai, Toritsugi mediation seat, as the third spiritual head. I mean, how would you react if an adult saw that? You'd be like, there's a kid. I'm not going to tell anything to this kid. Who knows what he's going to think? But, and then there was actually a sensei who thought that way, you know. He went to worship at the Hiramai, and he saw the 13-year-old spiritual head sitting there. And in his mind, in his heart, he didn't respect this kid at all. So, but the Konko-sama, because he is Konko-sama and he has the virtue of the founder, he can kind of feel it, I guess. He can feel the heart that sensei had towards him. So the 13-year-old Konko-sama stuck out his tongue to that sensei. And that sensei was really upset. Like, how dare you stick your tongue at me? And left really angry. But then he really realized that in his heart that, oh, yeah, I didn't respect him, you know?
Next person to me.
Yeah.
Oh, next person.
Oh, so that's how I went.
Oh,
okay.
Hi, okay,
so like, so that sensei left disrespecting that 13-year-old Konko-sama. But the next person behind him treated that 13-year-old as Konko-sama. He treated him with utmost respect and honor. And then what happened?
The high, high, the kind of thing.
And then,
本当に sincerely,
After Kim Yo, Konko-sama responded sincerely to, really, it's your heart that can be seen through. You know, it's like transparent.
Yeah, ご結界いうところね。
It's scary, yeah? I mean, if you disrespect, I mean,
また、結界しいって言いつかないか。バーチューがあるところっていうかね、徳があるところ。あるいは、普通の人が、
yeah.
あそこに座ると、お徳をいただく。We receive kind of divine virtue. So, it's not kind of a regular place.
Yeah, not to be only treated lightly. Yeah. Because I even remember a story of even our founding minister, Reverend Haruko Takahashi Sensei, that there was somebody that was mocking her too, yeah. And she was sitting at the okekai, and somebody, this man was gonna strike her. This man was really gonna hit Haruko Sensei, but then his hand froze.
Hitsuita. Toreinai.
Oh yeah?
Thomas Takahashi-san
wow.
Toreinakatta.
So the hand hit. Like touched her, but then it froze, and he couldn't. It's like it was like the hand got stuck to her, and then he couldn't remove his hand from Haruko-sensei.
So he immediately apologized.
So that man immediately apologized to her, and then his hand became free.
So so, that go kekkai yu tokoro wa such a powerful place.
So some people might think, like, because there's like a young minister sitting there, they might think, oh, it's just her, or it's just him, and not really respect that person as a, representative of Konko Daijin, then that's the amount of blessings that they will receive. You know, it's a reflection. No respect, you will not receive any blessings. But if you really, truly, sincerely believe that Konko Daijin is sitting there, that the person is really, truly representing Konko Daijin-sama, then you will get the same kind of blessings as if Konko
Daijin-sama.
Yeah.
Amazing place.
Interesting, the story I read, about the third Konko-sama just take over the second Konko-sama. He was 13, 14 years old, and, person who never know about the third Konko-sama and after went to the Torii Museum seat and talked to somebody else and he wondered, this is new Konko-sama, how old is he? I think it seems 30 years old, and the one who talked to respond that, no, he's only 13, 14 years old, and the person asked is shocked, wow, you know. So the first sensei, the Enna sensei shared, maybe he knows he was only 13 years old. But somebody else who don't know about his age, the third Konko-sama's age, maybe different perspective they could have, because it looks like Konko-sama, you know, a virtue. I'd like to share one episode when the third Konko-sama was 42 years old, birthday. Someone make a small birthday party, and he said, oh, thank you very much, and accept the offer. But at the greeting, he said in Japanese, 私は皆様と同じように行きません。私は命のある限り世の中の苦しんでる人を助けさせていただいて、この世を終わるつもりであります。私はこれが一番楽しみであります。今後はこのようなことをしてくださらないように。He said that. And I said, can you translate?
Can you translate it one sentence by one sentence?
Yeah, I try, yeah. So, what? 私は皆様と同じように行きません。So, I'm different, yeah? Different from...
I'm different from everybody.
Everybody.
Okay.
私は命のある限り、世の中の苦しんでる人を助けさせていただいて、この世を終わるつもりであります。
Oh, so he plans to die, trying to pray for everybody that needs help.
Help. 助ける。
Yes.
今後が助けさせる。
Who is suffering? 私はこれが一番楽しみであります。
This is my, saving people is my most greatest pleasure.
Yeah.
Pleasure. 今後はこのようなことをしてくださらないように。
セレブレーションしてくれるなって。何時に？ 42歳のセレブレーションなんかでね、しようかなと思ったんだけど、そんなことしてくれないように。
So I guess people were celebrating his birthday.
Yeah.
But he says you don't have to elaborately and celebrate my birthday from here forth.
So I remember the fifth Konko Sama is a similar thing that I'm the 命をかけている、ここに命をかけている、結界。How do you translate?
命をかける means wholehearted. I don't know how to say it, not risking your whole life, but
everything.
You're putting your life into
there we
what
go.
You're doing.
Good. There we go. You should be the translator.
So, what did you say again, please, Amy?
You're putting your life into what you're doing. He's putting his life, literally putting his life into what his work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I think the Konko-sama's role. That's why they don't mind to sit in okekkai and listen to the people. And he said that's the joy, the third Konko-sama, that's the joy.
Most joyful. Mm-hmm.
So I thought like a Konko-sama, the spiritual leaders, so they don't have any happy time or like a torture all day long. You wake up early in the morning and listen to the people, many people who are in difficulties, yeah?
Yeah.
And no day off, no free time kind of thing. But one of the sensei at the seminar, the guest speaker told me that he must be the happiest person in the world.
Oh, how come?
Because this is a treasure. I mean, not treasure, a pleasure. Saving people are pleasure. So he was able to see so many, he was able to see so many people saved through Kamisama's blessing, Kamisama teaching, founder's teaching at Okekkai. So that he was able to feel the happy all the time. So he could be, so that was interesting. So if I ask you, can you be Konko-sama? You will accept, you want to be Konko-sama spiritual leader, the top of the kind of big religious organization. Do you want to?
Absolutely not.
No. No, I cannot wake up early. But Sandai Konko-sama, starting 14 years old, succeeded.
Yeah.
At the beginning time, he was crying, yeah?
Oh.
Crying. もう苦しくて、もう人が遊んでるのね、outside で、the friend, もう本当に寂しくて、もう crying, 泣きたいしても、って思ってたけど、but gradually, もうありがとうして、ありがとうして、本当にありがとうして、ね、三代様。
I'm going to kind of translate that, but look, the third Konko-sama, Reverend Sekisutani Konko, he became Konko-sama at the age of 13 or 14, according to a lunar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was watching all the other people around his age, his friends being able to play, do whatever they want to. And in the beginning, he felt so like really envious of his friends, sad that he couldn't go play with them. But towards his older age, he really understood the depth of his task, his goyo. And he became really, really thankful and full of gratitude.
That's the Ikigami-sama.
That's right.
People.
That's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
I think, sitting gokekkai, as a kind of everyone minister, ne, getting more virtue, ne, 座れば座るほどお得をいただく、you receive from 神様 and the founder, 天地界の神様 virtue we receive. So in the beginning, like me, not qualified a minister, but nowadays, really, ありがたいねと思いますね。This feel. Truly. Yeah, so gradually, 神様 gave us the feeling of the great.
No, I just think that development of faith is amazing.
Amazing.
I mean, if I think back to when I was 13, like, the farthest thing from my mind was sitting at the okekkai and I would not, like, that would literally be torture for 13-year-old. How did this, I, 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 it, it's amazing to think how a 13-year-old was able to have enough discipline. Because I read on the Konkokyo website, actually, about the third Konko-sama, and hit that little paragraph that said that, yeah, he cried almost every day sitting at Dokekai in the beginning. And then, but he sat there because he was told by his father to sit there, to just sit there.
Yeah, so just sit here, ne.
How do you go from sitting at the Okekai every day to being able to serve as a spiritual leader for 70 years? That's just amazing to me, like the faith development that he must have experienced sitting at the Okekai. So it's like you say, Neko-sensei, that he's, that place, sitting at the Okekai is, it has so much power, like it has the power to transform someone. And that's just amazing to me.
That's why, I know, the third person just promptly come to seek courage mediation, as a kind of example, cancer, big cancer, ne, truly. Demo, once came here, the next gone for a short time, quickly. That disappear, that's such a miraculous matter. Often it has, I mean, seek its mediation, such a powerful place over there.
So my mom is talking about a church member's acquaintance who had cancer, and the doctors really didn't know what to do, but he wanted help anyways. So he came to church and received Toitsugi mediation. He was not really a Konko member or anything, but just through a friend, he came to seek Toitsugi mediation, and next thing you know, his tumor just shrinks to nothing.
Yeah.
And he
got disappeared.
Yeah.
Other than.
Yeah. So.
Any church, yeah.
Every church has their own miracles.
Also, the second Konko Sama episode might be interesting. Because after Konko Sama, our founder, passed away and the second Konko took over and it worked so hard, one of the disciples, the founder, concerned about his daily task because it's too hard. So you should take a rest and something like that. And it must be, you know, very difficult time. But he said that I cannot take all responsibility by myself after founder. But after 12 midnight, first Konko-sama came out and prayed with me for 3 years. So that even though I'm not good enough, I was able to serve as the spiritual head, the Konko-sama. So that's not only the second Konko-sama experience, probably the third Konko-sama too. The second Konko-sama passed away, but first and second Konko-sama right there for him. And the third Konko-sama too, after he passed away, the fourth Konko-sama. I think fourth Konko-sama composed, the muta, the tanka, something like that. He go with his father and go to the worship or goyo do Toritsugi mediation, perform Toritsugi mediation with him, something like that. I believe he composed that, expressed his gratitude to his father. Probably his Konko-sama too, his Konko-sama right now.
That's why, I'm wondering, you know, after 12 o'clock, the founder, Mitama Spirit, came out to Goyo, ne? And that's why, 4 o'clock, first generation of Konko-sama, gone って言っておかしいけど。So, that's a present, 本当の人間、人が、フォアからプレイヤー始めるっていうか、出てくるのかなと思うんです
よ。You know, I heard that, some of the Gakuin students, the seminarians, when they have like really, really deep issues going on, they wake up in the middle of the night, like around 1 or 2 o'clock, and then they go to the main headquarters, the worship hall, and in all the darkness, the lights are still on, but in all that, no one's sitting there, but they pray, they pray single-heartedly, and their issues get resolved. Outside, they're praying outside of their worship hall, but they pray to Konko-sama and then, their prayers get answered.
Yeah, before Konko-san, first generation Konko-sama, 世界中の人が、金光大臣と言って、ご記念、一心にご記念する。す、う、べ、ん、ての願いを叶えてくださいませ。って お願いしていますね。
うん、
英語でなんていうか、あそこにあるけど、ご結界の。読んでみようか。ね、だったら、ティーチングあるでしょ。
Well, the most important teaching, is, to pray with a single heart.
Mm-hmm. So,
and not like not doubting, not even having a little percentage of doubt in your prayers, then your prayers are going to be answered.
Because
mm-hmm. some people, they make a distinction and they think, oh no, Kami-sama cannot, absolutely cannot resolve this issue. It's too big. It's too big for even Kami-sama to handle. Or like some people may think, oh, this issue is so menial. It's so tiny. It's a non-issue. I shouldn't even pray for this. But Konko Daijin said to pray for everything. Mm. There is no distinction between an important and an unimportant matter to Kami-sama. So, but the, you know, main thing is to pray with a single heart, to pray in all honesty and absolute conviction that you want to receive blessings and the blessings will be there for you to receive.
The Konko-sama's everyday routine, I don't know what time their special successful Konko-sama woke up in the morning or get up in the morning, but gotta be really early and dressed up and everything, ready to go to the Okekai worship hall 3:45 or 3:50. And then 4 in the morning, every day, the prayer session, the silent prayer session started about 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the worship, the altar in front of altar, Kami altar and the Mitama altar, and go to Okekai, Torii-chigi-mediation seat, and sit in Okekai. And then he received the Torii-chigi-mediation, performed. The people go to Okekai and seeking Torii-chigi-mediation all day long until 3:20 p.m. They have breakfast time, the lunch time, but most of the time in the day, eating. I heard, try not to sit over 8 hours a day since, still have to follow the, what you call the government rule. Usually you cannot do overwork like 8 hours a day more than that. I think try to follow that rule. So I think close around 3, Okekai, will close around 3:20. So you have to go to the site, Okekai, if we have something. I don't know after that. But it's just every day. I think he pray at home and altar too. I think they have a prayer session at night too, at home. So that's every day. And from, first Konko-sama 24 years, yeah? And the second Konko-sama 10 years. Third Konko-sama 70 years. And first Konko-sama 28 years. And the fifth Konko-sama 30 years and retired. And now, current Konko-sama, sixth Konko-sama. So every day without, any rest, this routine is continuously from 159. And, I just say spiritual leaders, spiritual heads, but I'm not sure that the word is correct to give us an image of Konko-sama. In Konko-kyo, the Konko-sama is, to me, it's not like a leader. Usually in the organization head, you have to, they have a role as the top of the organization. You have to lead or you have to make a message. But to me, the founder never did that. So they, successful Konko-sama sometimes give us the message, but still to me, they're more like a mediator and support us, but not like a leading us kind of image I don't have. Make sense?
Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah, you're right. Like a founder みたいにね。
Yeah.
So, kind of like the prime minister and emperor.
So.
I have like kind of parallel to that.
So.
Emperor the emperor is a figurative, symbolic.
Yeah, symbolic, right?
But the administrative type of stuff is left up to the prime minister to do. So I feel like in Kongko Kyo's case, your symbolic leader, maybe more than symbolic leader, like your spiritual leader title is Kongko-sama, but the administrative stuff is done by the, what is his title?
Chief administrative director.
Kongko-sama sitting okekai early in the morning to the 3 p.m., 3:40, and listen to the people that also pray for world peace and human salvation. And that's his most important goyo. So, first Kongko-sama scold one of the church members, the sensei. He asked, I'd like to, please write something on this paper, because he's really good at calligraphy. You know, it's kind of treasure, yeah? If Kongko-sama wrote something, and that must be treasure. And Kongko-sama said that, that's not my,
but, that's not my job.
That, I'm not sure he said that, but, that's not the, it's take time, yeah? You have to think about the word. It's not like, it takes time. Do the calligraphy. So that's this Torii intimidation is over there in your local church. It's the same. So you don't need to ask, make it like a special word for calligraphy treasure, the human sense. I don't know. So that's not what I supposed to do for you. But sometimes, you know, we ask Kongko-sama and Kongko-sama write for us, but at the moment, Kongko-sama clearly said that that's not the most important thing. You ask me to write the calligraphy. It's not the one it's not the most important goyo.
Not his priority.
The priority, yeah.
I think the okekai or the Toitsugi mediation desk is a place to connect people to the universe.
And
when people come with their problems, and a lot of sensei said, oh, they don't get tired or exhausted because they're not the ones that solving their problems. The sensei is not there to solve your problems. He or she is there to listen and to just deliver the your issues to Konko-sama, to Konko Daijin spirit. To the universe, to Tenchikan no Kamisama. So it's like, it's a delivery service. It's like a delivery service of your problems to Kongko-sama, to the spirit of Kongko-sama. And with Kongko Daijin's virtue, then you can receive any kind of blessings.
Kongko Daijin no, tetsuzuki wo motte Tenchikan no Kamisama negai.
But like a psychologist or a psychiatrist, is there to help you solve your issues. So that's why they get really, really tired and exhausted.
So.
But in Kongko Kyo, the person or the entity that is solving your issues is not the sensei. It's Kami-sama.
That's the difference
between counseling and Toitsugi mediation.
Quite different.
Yeah. So that's why even if you're not an experienced Kongko minister, it's okay because you're there just to deliver that message to Kami-sama. So Kami-sama will be there to use you, utilize you.
Utilize. That's the word.
Yeah.
それでありがたくね。
コ
ンセラーの人疲れるもんね。
Yeah, yeah.
Because solve by themselves.
Own power.
We not solve their own power.
With their own powers and their knowledge. So that's why, they use their brain too much and they get stressed out.
Do you know how Kongko-sama was selected or chosen? How to become Kongko-sama?
They're voting. Head ministers. Only head ministers can vote, right?
Only head ministers,
yes.
Yeah.
So that's a, we call election, but I'm not sure it's an election because, they are candidates, right? For election. Mm-hmm. But they are no candidate like, oh, I want to be a Kongko-sama.
No.
There's no candidate, but there's a list, what's called a qualified
people. Yeah.
You have to have a Konko last name,
mm-hmm.
and you have to be the descendant of the founder,
mm-hmm.
and you should be a Konko Kyo minister,
mm-hmm.
and you're willing to be served as Konko Sama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And those people on the list, 20, 30 people are on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And every 5 years, Kyoshu Senkyo, election for Konko Sama,
mm-hmm.
every 5 years. And the person who received the most, the top on the list, the most, what's called, get the vote,
mm-hmm.
the chief administrative minister asked him or her, would you mm-hmm. be a Konko Sama?
Mm-hmm.
And if he or she say okay, mm-hmm. and he or she will be the next Konko Sama for next 5 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he or she say no and go to the second person,
mm-hmm.
what never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if nobody say yes and no, nobody on the list say no, and then go to Kyoro,
mm-hmm.
Kyoro can be the Konko Sama if that happened. Kyoro is senior minister who appointed by the Konko Kyo, he or she's very, very useful minister for Konko Kyo and many experience and very, we can see they have a virtue and they're a member of Konko Sama's, not advisor, but the supporting group
mm-hmm.
for Konko Sama, and they can be Konko Sama even though they are not relate to Konko Sama founder or not last name mm-hmm. Konko. They don't have Konko last name. It never happened. But according to bylaw, so that's a election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a little bit different from the ordinary election.
Mm-hmm. 4 people.
So that's why the women's Konko Sama, it's not easy to have women's Konko Sama because if you get married, most likely change to the husband's last name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now in Japan, you have to choose either mm-hmm. the husband and wife have to have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose husband's last name or wife's last name,
mm-hmm.
but have to have the same last name.
Mm-hmm.
So once you became the husband last name, you lose the Konko last name, so you cannot be a Konko Sama.
Fufu besse inattara ne. Can be.
Or, yeah, or maybe can change the bylaw. But the current Konko Sama, 6 Konko Sama husband and wife is kind of unique because a wife is descendant of a founder.
Really?
So she wasn't Konko. But because of marriage, she became,
wow.
her last name became right. Konko.
Uh-huh.
So qualified, she is a descendant of founder, Konko last name, and the minister.
Uh-huh.
So it was a unique situation this time election.
Wow. Interesting.
The husband and wife on the list.
Interesting. The women are candidate.
Yes, if you get married, the most likely the one who just became a minister, is a young and a single.
Yeah.
Otherwise, only a few ministers on the list have experience.
Mm. Yeah, we have to.
So would you like to be a Konko Sama if you don't have this kind of, requirement?
Nope. 神様が決めるの。 I think 神様が決める。神様が決める。 Yeah. I feel strongly.
Yeah, even if you want to be the next Konko-sama and you are voted to be the next Konko-sama, you know,
Kami-sama
is the one that ultimately chooses.
So,
you know,
おかげをいただかなきゃ何が起こるか分からない。
I think there is the word kakugo, the chief minister mentioned that this year, the first time the season, what you call it, the first Konko Sama still alive, but because of age, he decided not to accept, even though he was elected, he cannot say yes. So already mentioned that. So most of us, the head of minister didn't vote him. I think still he got like 1-2 vote, but he didn't get, but the current Konko Sama received the most and asked. And at the time, Chief Administrative Minister mentioned that kakugo. the third, fifth Konko-sama, and also kakugo of the next Konko-sama, be a next Konko-sama, friend Konko-sama, is a big responsibility. And you still say yes to be Konko-sama.
この ministerhood っていうか is not kind of like casual. It's Kami-sama and ministers この、ね、relationship ね。So pure で本当に純粋。
But it's so funny because, you know, I have some Gakuin classmates who were trying to run away from Konkokyo their whole life. And there was even a classmate of mine who just like was fed up with Konkokyo and just was sick of even hearing that word. So he just ran out of the house and he just kept running and running and running for miles and miles and miles. And then when he got really tired and he was stopped for a rest, he put his head up. And it was there as a Konko church. Oh, you're like, no! I just can't run away, can I? I surrender. And then that's how he entered Gakuin. And he became a sensei. I thought that was really funny.
だから私が偉いとか、私が越してやるとか、そういう人、that person は fail になる。神様が使わない。神様からの信用。The trust from 神様。So it's so pure で、何か、何、divine power が、何かな、コネクションが強いよね。そういう、that person、私たちのような、何か、カジュアルな思い、that thought is no work. Definitely pure connection line, ね、with 神様。そういう人だね。それは、だから、That's why when we worship at the headquarter and in front of Konko-sama の結界石、naturally 頭が下がる。頭がもう、頭上げられない。cannot lay down my head. And then, あれも言おう、I say something, これも、でも nothing, もう何もできない。cannot say anything. Just, ありがとうございました。Thank you. Only それしか出てこない。cannot come. It's so amazing place, コケッコアタル、コケッカイ。Truly, 何か知らない。I don't know.
Yeah,
that's the place, ね。
It's like, you mean to go to the Hiromai to say a lot of things, a lot of prayers to Konko-sama, but it's like, when you're sitting right in front of him, nothing comes out except for, thank you, just thank you. I don't have anything else to say.
Once I got in, I, 学院の時 when I got,
when
we got,
early
morning prayer, I attended, and then I was so sleepy で寝てた。I slept. And then, 私のお尻、腰、ポンポンと叩く。
She said somebody, she felt a sensation that something,
and then 後ろに
tapped her butt.
たくさんの目に誰かが来たなーっていう感じ。I feel.And then, ポンポンと私の腰叩いてたら、I look back, nobody, just I only sit inside.
So some kind of spirit.
あそこ、スピリッツ、full of spirits.
Stop your
call. Someone come here. 本当に spiritual 何かあるね、あそこ。
Yeah, but you know what's so weird? When I went to Japan several years ago for the international gathering at Gohonbu, we stopped at Ise, Ise Grand Shrine, that morning,was a day of Konko-sama's, when was it? Was Konko-sama's, passing, I think. Yeah. Konko-sama's passing.
No, I'm sorry. No, Konko-sama's birthday. Birthday.
So, it was Konko-sama's birthday, and I was sleeping in the hotel alone in my own room, and then I felt something tap my hip. I kid you not, I felt it. It was twice.Tap, tap. And it was like at 3:00 in the morning. And I was freaking out. I was like, who there? And then there was nobody. But then I looked at the calendar and it was Konko-sama's birthday. So,
wow.
And then I couldn't go back to sleep.
面白い。皆さんもあるでしょ People, エイミーさんも、コイチ先生も、many, many, numerous, かなんか、友情というか、Wow, 神様だな experience. Fujihan?
It's almost 8:30. Sorry. Is there anything else?
Is
Michio?
Yes. No, I saw Michio in the afternoon.
Yes, I have one, when I was seminary and kind of stuck and I went to Otodoke,
uh-huh.
you know, the fifth Konko-sama doesn't talk a lot, yeah, the people mm-hmm. say. And,
yeah.
but mm-hmm. if you question him, mm-hmm. he answered mm-hmm. very clearly.
Uh-huh.
And one time I feel like stuck and I don't know what to do. Yeah, I went to Okeka and asked mm-hmm. Konko-sama, I don't know what to do. I'm kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, それでもできることがあるだろうからそれをすればよろしい。Mm-hmm. Very clearly, very short, you know, you think you don't know what to do or you cannot do anything, but actually still you can do something, just do it.
Yeah,
and that's very meaningful for me. Whenever you feel like stuck and I don't know what to do, but just stay calm and look around and pray to Kamisama. There is something I can do and just mm-hmm. do it. I don't need to like stress out or you know feel like get mad or you know too mm-hmm. emotional.
Uh-huh.
That's word very helping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. なぜかね、コンコ様の言葉はそう思い、かいねんか。One word, コンコ様の word is so, 本当に small, short message でも、そう響くなってな。
Mm-hmm. Strike your heart.
Yeah, strike our heart. 本当に。私、after marriage, left to Hawaii.And first, Konko-sama sitting over there, the last meeting, before leaving. And Konko-sama said, to sensei, my husband, and then, 命の真の働き、そして、今日までの御礼、この二つの言葉。
命の真の働き、how would you translate that?
Core of, and work of the life.
命の真の働き。
真's core.
The core of your life.、
Uh-huh.
Appreciate the core of your life, is it?、
Uh-huh.それを、
and,
うん、その二つの言葉が、
and 今日までのオンリ
ー、
あ、今日までのオンリーに、daily gratitude,、gratitude no, until this day,
until
this day,、mm-hmm. give thanks until this day.
スモールメッセージだけど、とても、mm-hmm. 今までずっと続いている。
Wasn't that written on the 御神前？違う、御神前に書いてなかった。
うん。Mm-hmm. 命の真の働きに、ありがとうという言葉のエクスチェンジ。Tree でも、うん、おめでとう、ありがとう、おめでとう。
Words of praise and、congratulations.
お父さんいつも言って
る。Gratitude. Even within a family member, you know?
この木が育つときに水とか、water とか水とか、サンライトとか、いるね。Then, tree は grow.、
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, the human being, we are, ありがとうと、おめでとうという、このポジティブワード、エクスチェンジするの。おめでとう、生まれた時に、born、おめでとうございます。ありがとうございますという言葉をエクスチェンジ。それが命の真の働き。真が、コアがずっとグローンアップするファンクションに。それは何か言ったら、その言葉。そう、ベイビーが歩き始めたら、よかったね。おめでとうって。学校に行く、スクールに入る。おめでとう、入学生でありがとうございますというエクスチェンジ。ブラスデーになる、おめでとう、ありがとうとお互いにエクスチェンジする。その言葉が人を育てるというかね、いい関係にする。So, ウェディングでも、anytime。その言葉のエクスチェンジがなくなった時に木が枯れる。人間が枯れる。死ぬという。だから死ぬまで until I die。
A very deep message.
いや、とてもディープメッセージ。
命の真の働き、appreciation。Or like exchanging positive words amongst your own, even your own family members.
So, so.
When a baby's born,、mm-hmm. you know, there's an exchange of, oh, congratulations, I'm happy for you.、
Mm-hmm.
And when、mm-hmm. the child turns a year old, like,
everybody says, arigatou.
Yeah. And、mm-hmm. every year, they exchange, you know, birthday greetings, oh, congratulations, yay,、mm-hmm. he made it to, you know, 1 year old,、mm-hmm. 2 years old, 3 years old, and the continuation of that,And it acts like fertilizer for
so, the life so,
of a person.
So, fertilizer.
So, without those words of congratulations
uh-huh.
or praise uh-huh. or like, wow, you did such a good job
uh-huh.
or I'm so proud of you.
Uh-huh.
Without those words, then uh-huh. a person's,
uh-huh.
the life uh-huh. energy
uh-huh.
is not uh-huh. going to shine uh-huh. and thrive. So the fourth Konko-sama emphasized to uh-huh. my parents before they left for Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
to continue that tradition of arigato, omerito, thank you, congratulations in your own family. Because, you know, people in their own family life, they tend not to say, oh, good morning to each other when they wake up. They look at each other's really tired looking faces and, but try to remember to say good morning to your own husband, you know, to your own parents, to your own kids, and just appreciate the fact that they're alive. And that's going to carry you on to more and more blessings, generations of.
Even hard time encounter, but still we find out arigato, omedetou no sono feeling.
Even when difficulty arises, to continue to hold that heart of gratitude and find something to be grateful for, because there are plenty, and then those feelings of despair will disappear. People worry about the future a lot. It's like, hey, up to this point, you were able to receive blessings, right? So you give thanks for that. And of course, we may be anxious about the future. We don't know what happens. But if we can give thanks for today, this very moment, then it's going to carry you on to your next destination. Keep on giving thanks. There are just too many things to give thanks for.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. We cover a lot today. Yeah. I enjoyed. Yeah. Learn a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it's time to end. So I hope you enjoy this program also. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much to Rick Sensei, Amy, and Enna Sensei. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we hope to see you next time. Mata aimashou. Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.